We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, Tennessee, and Virginia. WynnBET is now live in all these states. And the excitement of Wynn Las Vegas has finally landed in online sports betting and casino play. From boosted parlays to live, in-game odds on every major sports, WynnBET gives you the tools to win. Sign up today for your risk-free $1,000 sports bet. Download the WynnBET app now or visit wynnbet.com to start winning. On today's episode of the Pride Podcast, we have the Detroit Lions versus the Chicago Bears Thanksgiving game preview. We're going to break down the keys to victory for the Detroit Lions to win this game, all on episode 211 of the Pride Podcast.
Blue Wire. With the seventh pick in the 2021 NFL Draft, the Detroit Lions select Penei Sewell, tackle, Oregon.
He's going to run it straight in. Jared Goff.
Touchdown, Detroit Lions. TJ Hawkins, yes. They did it. They tied it. They're an extra point away from winning this game. Oh, baby, how big is that?
Yerp, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Pride Podcast, episode 211, sponsored by Underdog Fantasy Sports on the Blue Wire Network. I'm your host for today, Malcolm, and I'm joined by my good guy, Pierre. How you doing, Pierre?
I'm doing great, man. Thanksgiving is coming. This game is going to be lit. I'm excited. Let's get started.
Yeah, man, I'm excited too, man. You know, we got the Chicago Bears versus the Detroit Lions. Let's just get it rolling, man. Let's talk about the injury report. I know you have the Chicago Bears injury report.
Yeah.
Let's see who they have on the injury report.
So Justin Fields, Akeem Hicks, Allen Robinson, Damian Williams, they didn't practice the past 2 days. I'm guessing they're all out. Limited was Eddie Jackson, Darnell Mooney. I'm guessing they have a chance to play. Mario Edwards, Deshaun Gibson Jr., and Marquise Goodwin were all full participants.
Okay. So let me go ahead and break down the Detroit Lions injury report. So for the Detroit Lions, we have Trinity Benson. He has a knee injury. He did not participate in practice. Trey Flowers, Tyler's boy. He did not participate in practice. Matt Nelson, tackle. He has an ankle injury. He did not participate in practice. AJ Parker also has an ankle injury. Did not participate in practice. Halepute Vaitai had a concussion. He did not participate in practice. And then we have our limiteds with Michael Brockers. He has a knee injury. He was limited. Jared Goff. Our quarterback, he was limited, so he actually was limited these past two games, these two days. And Jamar Jefferson, he has a knee and ankle injury, and he was limited today as well. So, Pierre, out of that list, man, is anybody on the Detroit Lions injury report, like, concern you as far as not being that didn't participate in practice or?
There's two guys, but one guy is mainly, I want to say Halepute Vaitai, but I feel like Tommy Kramer did a solid job. I didn't see, like, any issues with him in there. We didn't notice anything crazy. The one that's a big concern is AJ Parker. The last time Parker was out, Will Harris was starting the nickel, and that did not go well.
No, that definitely did not go well. Yeah, that is a huge concern to see if what they're gonna do with AJ Parker. Hopefully, if Will Harris is out there, I mean, I don't know. it's not a good sign because he had a horrible game last time he was as our nickel. So yeah. We'll see what they do on that, man. Hopefully, you know, they make some adjustments and make some changes, and hopefully it's not Will Harris.
Yeah, they have a few options. If they want to, like, for example, Mark Gilbert, I thought Plato and Jerry Jacobs got hurt in his limited snaps. If they want to move Gilbert outside, so it'll be Gilbert Amani, and move Jerry Jacobs inside. Or if they want to put Harris inside or rotate some guys in, maybe Gilbert and the nickel. They have their options. We'll see what they do.
Yeah, we'll see, man. All right, let's just jump into the Detroit Lions offense versus the Chicago Bears defense, man. What do you think the Detroit Lions offense can do to, you know, have success versus this Chicago Bears defense who's been struggling all year?
I feel like this is just a repetition kind of episodes. The Bears are ranked 24th in rushing defense. So, again, we said this with the Steelers, and we said this with the Browns, basically, and we're saying it during this game, too. Just run it down their throats. But I'll say this. Last week, the Browns had Garrett and Clowney. This week, Mack is out. Akeem Hicks is probably out. They're missing their two really good pass rushers. And I feel like the Lions now, they don't really have that excuse saying, well, Garrett could destroy this game or Clowney could destroy this game. Robert Quinn maybe could destroy this game, but I'm comfortable with Decker. And they have this other kid, Gibson. He's played well for them, Trevis Gibson. He's going to go against Sewell. And I think Sewell can handle him. Sewell handled Garrett and Watt. I don't have a problem with Sewell handling this guy. So if the Lions could run the ball and build a play action off of it, that would be huge.
Yeah, that would be huge, man. Because the Chicago Bears defense has been struggling. So, right. Yeah, I think we could take advantage of the guys that are missing. You know, the Hakeem Hicks, you know, you can run the ball down the middle. That'll be a huge area for Detroit. So, yeah, I actually like this matchup as far as the way our offense matches up against their defense. Now, this is all going to boil down to how Dan Campbell is going to call these plays. And this is something we actually even brought up is our quarterback situation. Jared Goff, he is apparently has a 50-50 shot to play this week. So he looked like he's actually training to be our starter, which is, I mean, I don't know how to say this. I guess that's a.
This is going to sound kind of weird, but we saw Tim Boyle last week. They obviously didn't trust him, and we know what they think about Blau. They haven't played him, so I don't like saying this, but Jared Goff gives you the best chance to win right now.
Best case scenario, yikes.
Yeah, I mean, it really is. It's your best chance to win. It sounds weird saying that, but
yeah, it does.
The Lions, especially coming from you, it's just not that. It's not good.
Yeah, and this is what it's going to boil down to, man. If Jared Goff is able to play, I don't want to see a game like they played against the Steelers. So as far as, like, he can't throw the ball because he's hurt or limited. If that's the case, if he can't throw the ball, if you're going to, you know, handicap the playbook that, you know, you're going to cut the playbook in half so he can't throw the ball, don't play him. You know, right. Play Tim Boyle or somebody else. You need to – if he couldn't play, if he could make passes – you know, put them out there. Okay. Now, as far as Dan Campbell calling these plays, man, this is, I'm actually giving Dan Campbell one last shot at calling plays. And the reason why I say that is because this is a game, they're indoors. There's no weather. Yeah. He can't say weather is the reason why he's, you know, limiting the playbook.
Right.
There's no elite edge rusher on the Chicago Bears side. So you can't say that, you know, he doesn't want to put his quarterback in some harm way. Against, you know, Myles Garrett. I get that. You know, he doesn't want to get Tim Boyle killed. I get that. So,
well, this is the game. My bad. When you look at their secondary, you look at Chicago's secondary, they have Kendall Vildor starting on one side, Jalen Johnson on the other side, and then nickel, they have this guy named Marquis Christian, and he's given up a perfect passer rating in coverage. Now, I don't know if their other nickel is going to come back or if he's on IR. Duke Shelley was their nickel. I don't know if he's hurt or if he's back this week, but right now it looks like what we use, we see PFF's lineup, how they match up against the Lions. Right now it says Marquis Christie's in the nickel, so I'm going to guess it's him right now.
Okay.
We'll see what happens when they release the active game act. We'll talk about that on Green Room. But yeah, the only guy that corner that really scares me is Jalen Johnson, but I feel like the other two, even their linebackers and safeties, I'm taking Hock and Swift over them.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, Roquan Smith is good, but I'm taking Swift over and I'm taking Hock over him. I just am.
Yeah, 100%, man. And this is why I said that Dan Campbell cannot do Pittsburgh this game because he doesn't have the. Right. There's nothing he can really say to the, you know, after the game on why he limited the playbook. So, with their secondary situation, with this defense that we're playing against, I mean, he got to open up this whole playbook for Jared Goff. We have to run the ball. We have to take our shots. We have to, you know, rely on the play action and take our shots, especially with this defense we're playing against. There's no reason why we shouldn't. So this is Dan Campbell's last shot as far as, you know, him calling plays. If he screws this up, he needs to give up that role. He shouldn't call. I mean, this was a surprise to all of us that he's calling plays. I mean, as Tyler would say, this is not the reason we brought him here. him even calling plays is a huge shock. But if he screws, like, if he messes this up, man, that's gonna be a huge blow.
Okay, so I just saw that they actually placed Duke Shelley on IR. So they're gonna go with that one marquee Christian guy. I said,
he's been Darren Wright terrible.
They signed Marcus Hunt to their active roster. I believe he was on their practice squad. So he's a decent lineman. Nothing crazy about him. The Bears are banged up, right? No Hicks, no Mac. Those guys, since I could remember, man, they've always given us issues. It doesn't matter who we have on the O-line. Those two guys, I mean, we talk about game wreckers. Those guys destroyed our game plans week in and week out a lot of the time. So when those guys are out, especially in the running game with Akemix, he's a big man. You could run the ball. Eddie Goldman, he's decent, but he's not Akeem Hicks. Bilal Nichols is just a nose tackle. He's not really a pass rusher. So I feel like the Lions could just run it up their gut, man. Just run it up their throats.
This is a game the Detroit Lions could possibly do whatever the hell they want to do. If they want to, because the Bears situation right now, they're banged up and they haven't been good.
Right.
So they could do whatever they want. So really up to Dan Campbell to not screw this up.
Yeah.
We actually might be able to see some type of an exciting offense this week. I'm hoping. I mean, it's on national TV. You know, this is a Thanksgiving game. Everybody's tuned in. Dan Campbell, please show something. please, Dan Campbell, show something.
And I'm sure, like, most of America doesn't really care about the Bears and Lions game other than Bears and Lions fans. But they still have to watch it because it's the only game on during that time. So I feel like Campbell is going to have some things up his sleeve. And I also feel like the Bears, apparently the coaching staff, there's a rumor going around at least. Nagy denied it. But apparently Nagy is coaching for his job. So you might see maybe some trickery from Chicago.
Yeah. I mean, this is like – it's like every time the Bears and Matt Nagy – I mean, just going back to this year, when they're about to play us, it's like, oh, Matt Nagy might get fired. This is it. And he ends up winning against us, and we buy him some time.
Yeah,
I'm hoping that's not the case this time. Hopefully, we win this game, and you know the Bears do whatever they need to do. But yeah, man, his job is in jeopardy, and we could give him the boot if he loses this game, especially if they lose ugly. Yeah, he's fired. There's no chance when the fans are chanting at an NBA game, fire Nagy.
That's funny. That is funny.
At the Chicago Bulls game yesterday when they played the Indiana Pacers, the fans were chanting, fire Nagy.
Yes, I saw that on Twitter.
It was loud. That was crazy. So, his job is pretty much, yeah.
Also, his son plays high school football. And when his son, like, would get the ball or when his son was making plays or something, they were chanting some things that shouldn't be chanted in a high school football game.
Oh, man, that sucks.
You can't get family involved. You know what I mean?
Yeah, poor kid, man. That's tough. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it comes with the job, but like, I feel like kids should never be blamed for what their parents do because it's not fair to them.
It's not.
Yeah.
You never want to see stuff. You never want to see stuff like that, but I know it happens.
These are high school kids. You know, high school kids are, they're kids. Kids will do stupid stuff. Kids will be kids.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error. Get the Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
No, but Malcolm, when we talk about, you want to get how the Lions defense matches up against the Bears offense?
Yes, let's jump into that because, you know, they have a new quarterback starting this week. They have Andy Dalton, who is a veteran. You know, he's seen it all. He's their starting quarterback this week. We have Monroe, who is their running back, who completely destroyed us. Oh, no, sorry, Montgomery. David Montgomery, who completely destroyed us last time we played him. And their wide receivers, they look like they have nothing but speedy short guys. So, yeah, what can the Lions defense do to slow down that Chicago Bears offense?
So the Lions are ranked 31st against the run. And the Bears, last time Detroit played the Bears, Montgomery had 23 carries, under 6 yards, averaged 4.6 yards a carry and 2 touchdowns. Right now, he's averaging about 4.5 yards a carry, Montgomery on the year. So he's actually having a really good year for them. He was hurt, but when he's been healthy, he's been good. The Lions have to come into this game. Yeah, we know, okay, Dalton doesn't really scare you like Field. He's not like a multi-dimensional dual threat. He's not a dual threat. He doesn't really run the ball. He's kind of a pocket passer, right? So if you could go into the game stopping the run, that would be huge. But if you don't stop the run, they got this guy named Darnell Mooney. And Marquise Goodwin, and Goodwin and Mooney both had over 100 yards last week. And they're both fast players. So if you don't stop the run, and the Bears will build that play action game, basically what happens, linebackers come up, safety comes up, play action. These guys are zooming down the field. They're open. So it's really important to stop the run this week. Like, the Lions have to put a big emphasis on that. That should be, like, rule number one on the defense. Stop the run, stop the run, stop the run. If they don't stop the run, man, it's going to be it's not going to be fun.
Yeah, I think if I can remember right, I think it was Darnell Mooney the last time we played him that was just carving us up with those big chunk plays down the field. I think it was Darnell Mooney. It was
Darnell Mooney. Yeah, 5 receptions for 125 yards, and Goodwin had 2 targets and 0 receptions. But, and Allen Robinson's out. So with Robinson out, obviously Goodwin's going to get more targets.
Yeah. Yeah, so yeah, they got to do. They definitely have to stop the run. Do you see the Detroit Lions stack in the box, or do you think the Detroit Lions are going to run their same, I guess, role with their two safeties high like they've been doing the majority of the year this year?
So remember how we talked about, I forgot which week it was, but one of the weeks where the Lions basically had McNeil and Pennicini out there together on the field?
Yeah.
I think we're going to see that. We're going to see like some bigger packages on early downs, stop the run. And then maybe if you get them in third and long or third and medium, you bring in your small package. You bring your nickel package. You bring in your pass rushers, and you try to stop the pass like that. Stopping the run is really important in this game. If you can't stop the run, it's going to be – I mean, Dalton is not that good, but the receivers kind of scare me, man. I mean, they put up 100 yards against the Ravens secondary. Ravens have Humphrey. So – I don't know. Those receivers scare me a little. I'm not going to lie. The Lions also have struggled with some speedy guys before.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, stuff like this, it doesn't shock me as far as, you know, if for some reason the Bears get their offense rolling against our defense because, man, for some reason, man, it's like the Detroit Lions, bro. It's like the history of the Lions. You look at the Lions' history. It's like you think about when they play against a team that you think they're going to get crushed. They always find a way to lose a very close game. They right. keep it close, and they find a way to lose at the end. I mean, we've seen this all year. And then when you think about a very winnable game for Detroit. Like, I mean, give it like this game. Or like in the last time we played the Bears, we thought it was a very winnable game. And they find a way to like lose bad. So I'm hoping that's not the case. Hopefully they could rewrite the script and come out with a win, because this is a very winnable game. Very winnable. I mean, they're out of their starting quarterback. They're starting Andy Dalton.
One thing I do want to say is the Bears' O-line is kind of like, it's not really a strong point, right? It's kind of a weak but the Lions also, like, their best pass rushers are injured right now too. Deshaun Hand is hurt. Trey Flowers is hurt. Romeo Okwara is hurt. Those are your, like, I guess your best pass rushers are, like, some of them, right?
Is Trey Flowers our best pass rusher?
I mean, when he's out there, though, I mean,
he's good against the run. He's solid. Like, I guess he's okay against the run, but Trey Flowers don't do much for me, man.
I mean, Austin Bryant, the past couple weeks, he's impressed me. I mean, last week, he was good last week.
Yeah.
But the Lions could somehow pressure the – it's going to be hard if you just send four. But if they could win some of their matchups, their one-on-one matchups with their D-line, that would also help. Maybe Aaron Glenn could dial up some blitzes too. We saw that last week a little towards the end of the game. So if you could maybe dial up some blitzes and get your pass rush going somehow – on third and medium, third and long situation, that's going to help.
Yeah, definitely, man. If you could rush four and win your matchups and still put pressure on the quarterback, your defense is going to have a pretty good game. If that's the case, you know, that hasn't been the case for the Detroit Lions for a very long time. So, I mean, we'll see, man. Hopefully they do win those matchups. If they're able to rush four, you know, set everybody else in coverage and win those matchups in the passing downs. I don't think – I mean, for some reason, I don't know. There's a chance that they may roll with the same game plan, just run it down our throats. But then again, you have a veteran in Andy Dalton, and I think the playbook is not going to be limited for him. So I think the playbook is going to be wide open compared to when we played the Bears. They did, you know, limit the playbook for Justin Fields because it was a second start. So they just, you know, they wanted to protect him. So they was like, all right, we're going to run the ball. And you know, when the shots are there, we're just going to take our shots when it's there. But Andy Dalton, I think it's going to be a little bit different situation because he's a veteran. So I think the playbook is going to be wide open. They are going to run the ball at a good amount of time because they had so much success with that last time they played us.
Right.
But I think he's going to be able to throw the ball way more than Justin Fields did the first time around.
Yeah, and also they're coaching for their job. Well, that's the rumor. Nagy denied it, but when you coach for your job, I think maybe you start to become a little desperate, or maybe you do some trickery here or there. I think we'll see some of that from the Bears. Maybe stuff they haven't done before. We'll see it. We'll see it this week.
Yeah. Hopefully they screw it up and we can capitalize from it.
Yeah. I also think Dan Campbell, I feel like maybe he said it himself, he's grown as a play caller. I've liked some of the things he's done. Like, we've talked about this before, but some of the other things, like, dude, get this shit cleaned up. The weather, we talked about, the weather is good. The pass rush is not as dynamic with Hicks and Mack out. I mean, the Bears defense has literally built around those two guys the past, what, few seasons?
Yeah.
So a good pass rush helps your secondary. They have some injuries in the secondary. Their pass rush is hurt. They struggle stopping the run. So this is a game where the Lions should be able to do whatever they want, but will they? That's another question.
Yeah, man. I will say this, man. The Bears are who we thought they were. Because look at their record. They're 3-7. They're just not a really good football team right now. They're a struggling football team. I mean, and, you know, we're the Detroit Lions right now. So the Detroit Lions is, you know, rock bottom right now. So these are two struggling football teams right now. So, yeah, the Detroit Lions have a shot to win this game. This is one of those 50-50 games I was talking about. This is it. This is the one of the 50-50 games. So, let's see if the Detroit Lions could get a win on national TV on Thanksgiving. And that'll just make everybody Thanksgiving better, man. Get a win, man.
Yeah, and when you look at the Bears, man, last week they played the Ravens and they played Tyler Huntley. They had 34 carries for 123 yards, and Huntley threw for 219 yards and had a pick. He did have six sacks, though. The Bears had six sacks on him. But they still lost. They lost 16-13 to Tyler Huntley. Now, obviously, the Ravens are a more built football team on both sides of the ball. They have more weapons and whatnot. But when you just look at the matchups, there's a few of them that scare me, but nothing really that goes like, man, if we don't do this right, we lost. Oh, the running game, that's the only one. The running game is that one. Other than that, you stop the run, man, you have a chance. You have a chance if you stop the run.
Yeah, man. I actually want to go back and watch that game because I'm a big fan of Tyler Huntley. So I want to see how he actually did. I want to see how he did. So I might actually go back and rewatch that game.
You can actually watch that because you have.
Yeah. I didn't watch it originally, but yeah, it's a game that I want to go back and watch.
Yeah, and Dalton was 11 for 23 for 201 yards because Fields got hurt during that. Before Fields got hurt, he was 4 for 11. So, I mean, yeah, okay. I feel like we talked about Mooney. We talked about their running game. We talked about Goodwin. Oh, yeah, their tight ends. We didn't bring up their tight ends. Cole Kmet, Jimmy Graham, two big bodies. Kmet's okay. Jimmy Graham's on decline a little, but the Lions are 32nd in red zone defense, and I feel like those guys could give you issues in the red zone. You have to key on them in the red zone. They're big bodies.
Exactly. I mean, they are the only big bodies because their wide receivers are so small. Their wide receivers are they're small guys. They're 5'8", 5'9". I think Mooney is the biggest one, 5'11". So these are small guys. So, yeah, if we get in the red zone, we need to stop the running game and keep an eye on these tight ends.
Okay, that's about it. But wait, before we end this, since it's Thanksgiving, I want to talk about something, Malcolm.
Okay.
So what is your favorite Lions Thanksgiving? I want to say maybe your favorite game you've watched. And also, what is your favorite? No, we talked about last episode. Let's just say this. What is your favorite Lions Thanksgiving memory?
All right. So I actually remember the game, but I just don't remember the year. Okay. So I this is what I got to do. Okay. So for our listeners who probably been, who've been watching the Lions for a very long time, they probably know what game I'm talking about. We actually played the Packers one year on Thanksgiving. I think this was probably like 2004. Oh, 2004, 2003. I'm not sure because I remember I was still in high school. And I know I was, one of my classmates was a big Packers fan. And yeah, I got on him because this is a game that the Lions really haven't won in a very long time. We haven't beat the Packers in a while. I think the Packers just went on the crazy streak against us. And, we actually won that game. We beat them on Thanksgiving. Thank God that they was coming off a short week. And we beat them. It was great. I think they played like on Monday Night Football, then they ended up playing right on Thursday. So it was one of those things that was just bad for them. and you're all tired, and Brett Favre was making mistakes, and we actually won that game. So that was one of my greatest memories as far as Thanksgiving and the Detroit Lions.
So I just looked it up. I believe here it says 2003. It says the Lions haven't beat the Packers on the holiday since 2003.
Yeah,
that's this was like this article was published like I believe in 2011 or something. So, yeah, 2003 looks like it was 2003. So mine is I kind of have two of them, but I'll go with my favorite, like the one I witnessed. So in 2015, the Lions played the Eagles. I believe Wentz on the team? I don't think Wentz was on the team. Calvin Johnson had 3 touchdowns. Stafford had over 400 passing yards. And I was there. And the building was electric. It was wild. I mean,
that's what I love an experience, man.
I'll say this, man. Like, whenever you witness a guy like Calvin Johnson just go off, they had Eric Rowe on him, okay?
Yeah,
Eric Rowe.
Yeah, that was disrespectful. That was very disrespectful. I think they single covered Calvin the whole game.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell Chip Kelly was doing. And there's a reason why he's not in the NFL anymore. The Lions literally, they buried the Eagles on national television. It was fun to watch. I'll never forget that, man. That was just it was fun to be a part of.
Yeah, man. Shoot, One day I'll be able to sell. I'll go to a Thanksgiving game. One day. It ain't going to be this year, but one day. One day that would happen.
When the kids are in college?
Maybe when the kids are in college and I could just be like, all right, I'm going to Detroit. Thanksgiving, see y'all later. that sounds fun, man. That's one hell of an experience, man, to just go to a Thanksgiving game before, watch the Lions play. That's awesome.
Yeah, I like to go on Thanksgiving. I try to go to like most of them. It's just different. It's kind of like a tradition between me and my brothers. We like to go to them. So if we could, we go. If we can't, then we don't.
What's up, man? So all your brothers go or?
It depends. Sometimes they have work. Sometimes they don't. But whenever they could go, whoever could go, goes basically.
Got you.
Whoever can go, they can't go.
That's awesome, man. That's good stuff, man. Yep. Man, I wish Tyler was here because I'm pretty sure he has a good memory. Wait, whoa, you gave me the finger.
He told me it. He told us it, yeah.
Okay.
So his favorite memory, I don't know if you remember the game where Darius Slay had a pick against Minnesota. It was back in, what year was that?
Who was the quarterback? Was it Cousins? When did we play Minnesota Vikings on Thanksgiving?
It was Sam Bradford.
Sam Bradford. Wow, that's throwback. Yeah,
this was
that's
in
throwback.
2016.
He was a quarterback in 2016? Why is my memory so bad? That's sad. I don't even remember Sam Bradford, the Vikings quarterback. Matter of fact, he was a Viking. He was a quarterback for the Vikings at one point. That's crazy.
Yep. It was Sam Bradford. I believe they traded, I think, a first for him. Wasn't it a first or something like that? Or did they sign him?
They traded a first for Sam Bradford?
I forgot. No, wait. I don't know if they traded a first or they traded him for a first. I forgot which one it was. Anyways, forget about that. But Darius Slay picked off
Sam Bradford.
And then Matt Prater made the game-winning field goal. And
wow. That's crazy. For some reason, I don't remember that game at all.
It was.
Do you remember the game?
I remember it briefly. It was in 2016. That Darius Slay pick, I see the play in my head right now. Like, he jumped the route that was going to Anaheim. I think it's Thielen, right? It was Thielen, and Slay just jumped it. So
that's so weird that I can remember a game in 2003, but I can't remember a game in 2016. That's insane.
I mean,
it happens. It happens.
That's your favorite memory, right? So you remember that. I'll say one of my not favorite memories. So this was the first Lions Thanksgiving I went to. It was against Houston back when Schwartz was the head coach. I don't know if you remember this, but you cannot challenge scoring plays.
No, you can't, because they're automatically.
And Schwartz challenged the Justin Forsett run. Remember Justin Forsett?
Yeah.
And that was a penalty, and we ended up losing that game. And Ryan Broyles were like, I believe this was his second year or his rookie year. I forgot, but Ryan Broyles went off in that game. I believe he had like 140 some yards or whatever.
He did?
Yeah, I'll look it up.
That's good for him, man.
It was his best game as a pro, I think.
I like Ryan Broyles a lot, man. He was one of those guys who always had like a phenomenal preseason. And then like during the regular season, you're like, why is he not getting enough targets? This guy has great hands.
It was the Texans, right? On Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah. It was the Texans. I know that the game you're talking about is when they play the Texans. As far as Ryan Broyles.
That was Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that was Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
The game we lost. I remember us, I remember that destroying my whole Thanksgiving.
I still have that towel in my, the towel they wave around?
Yeah.
I have that towel somewhere in my room. I have to find it.
Wow. They gave out towels during Thanksgiving?
Yeah. I think it was that game, or was it the other game? They gave out towels at a couple of the Thanksgiving games, and I have them. Like, I keep them from memory, It's kind of cool. So that was probably my least favorite memory, was the Houston game. What was your least favorite memory?
My least favorite game. When we played the Bears last time on Thanksgiving, we played the Bears last time on Thanksgiving, right? When Chase Daniel was the starter, was that Thanksgiving?
I think that was Houston Texans. You're talking about last year?
No, not last year. I'm
talking the year before. Yeah, it was Blau versus Daniel. Wasn't that Blau versus Daniel?
Yeah. That has to be the worst. I was so pissed off that game.
Oh man.
I was so pissed off that game because one is Chase Daniels. I was like, this guy's a scrub, and he carved us. He completely carved us. I'm like, man, this is bad. They're getting destroyed by Chase Daniels. Yeah, so that has to be the worst memory.
I don't know what Tyler's worst is, but it's probably up there. It's probably one of those games we mentioned.
Yeah.
All right, Malcolm, I think that's a wrap. We have anything else to say, or you're good?
I mean, that is a wrap, man.
Nice.
All right, man. So that's a wrap to episode 211 of the Pride Podcast. Like Tyler would say if he was here, leave those 5-star reviews on Apple Podcasts. And for Underdog Fantasy, if you want to, join Underdog Fantasy, use promo code PridePod, and they're matching up to $100 of what you deposit. So that's pretty awesome if you use promo code PridePod. So with that being said, I'm Malcolm, and I'm out. Peace.
All right, guys. Enjoy your holiday. Enjoy your little break from the break. And I'm out. Peace.